One of the great plagues of our generation is the inability to take responsibility, achrayas. That means people are unable to take responsibility for their families, for their community members, and for those around them. The inability to step up and to stand up and to say something, to do something, is something sorely, sorely lacking. But the truth is, a careful look through Tanakh will reveal that this is not a new problem, but it's an ancient problem. As ancient as Maisa Bereishis, the creation of the world, Adam HaRishon sins with the Eitz Hadas. The Kadosh Baruch Hu commands him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and he does. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu asks him, Adam, why? Why did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? I told you not to do that. And Adam says, Ha'isha asher nasati mendi, it's my wife's fault. I gave you the opportunity, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to tell me the truth, to be honest, to be responsible, to admit, to acknowledge your mistake. But instead of Adam stepping up, acknowledging, he says it's her fault. And when Chava is approached by a Kadosh Baruch Hu and asked, Chava, why did you do that? Why did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? You knew that you were prohibited from doing it. She again responds and says, Hanachash hissi ani v'ochel. It's not my fault. It's not my problem. The Nachash, the snake, convinced me. It's the Nachash's fault. And thus, Adam and Chava, the first couple, the first human beings on planet Earth, and Olam Hazeh, are unable to take achrayas responsibility and play the blame game and pointing fingers at others. And this goes down to the next generation. Their son, Cain, murders his brother, Hevel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Cain and asks, Cain, Ei Hevel Achicha, where is Hevel, your brother, giving him the opportunity again to do tshuva. How does Cain respond? Hashomer achi anochi? Am I my brother's watchman, watch guard, keeper? Of course not. And again, the inability to be responsible, to show achrayas, continues. And 10 generations later with Noah, it's the same story. Noah is held accountable, responsible for the entire flood. The Mabuz, the Navi Yeshaya says it's referred to as May Noah, the waters, the flood of Noah, because Noah had the ability to inspire, to encourage his people, the Bnei Doro. And instead, Noach just looked out for himself, for those closest, and those closest in kin to him. And thus, that problem, that irresponsibility, that inability to take achrayas continues from generation to generation. And the Rashbam in Parshas Vayishlach says, it's not just Adam, it's not just Chava, it's not just Cain, it's not just Noach, but it's true with Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yonah Hanavi. Each of them also ran away from responsibility. Yaakov Avinu on his way to encounter his brother Esav in the famous encounter. Counter where HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him, I will be with you, I will take care of you, meet your brother Esav. That encounter is going to be critically important. And as he reaches and inches closer to his brother, he crosses Mavar Yabok to run away, says the Rashbam. He wasn't willing to face his brother. He gets scared, frightened, panics, and he turns around, jumps across the other way. And Dafka there, says the Rashbam, he's encountered by the Soro Shel Esav, and the Soro Shel Esav attacks him. And he's punished as a result for his inability to take responsibility, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from then on in, the Tzolal Yerecho Yaakov Avinu limps the punishment for his inability to take responsibility, says the Rashbam. You think it's easier, it's cushy not to take responsibility, Achares? I'm going to punish you for it. And the same thing is true in Sefer Shmos and in Parsha Shmos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, go save Klal Yisrael. My people are suffering. They're in terrible bondage and slavery. Go and save them. And Moshe is uninterested. He's unable. He's not willing to take the responsibility. He says, Shlach no b'yatishlach, send my brother Aaron. He's much better. I'm a kvad peh, I'm a kvad lashon. I don't speak well. I'm not eloquent. I have a stutter. Kadosh Baruch says, no. It's you. I believe in you. You can do it. Moshe says, I can't do it. My brother will do a much better job. And it's a back and forth. And again, says the Rashbam, that Moshe is unable to take the responsibility of the Achrayas. And again, he's punished like Yaakov Avinu because he thought he had the easy way out. And what happens on his way to Mitzrayim, Vayivakesh Lehamiso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to kill him. It's a near-death experience for Moshe Rabbeinu. If it's not for his wife Tzipora, who quickly gives a bris milah to their son who was just born, Moshe Rabbeinu would have been taken. And the same thing is true, says the Rashbam, regarding Yonah Hanavi, who runs away from his responsibility, from his achrayus. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, go to Nineveh, your agdolu, cry aloud, tell them to do tshuva. And what does Yonah do? Runs away, vayivrach Tarshisha. He's not interested in confronting the responsibility that lays in front of him. And similarly says the Rashbam, just like Yaakov was punished with limp, and just like Moshe Rabbeinu had a near-death experience, so too does Yonah. He's swallowed by the dog, by the whale. And again, a punishment occurs to each of these three giants, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yonah. Because when you don't take achrayas, instead of it being easier, it's going to be harder. And it's going to come back to haunt you, to attack you, and punishment reigns at the door. This brings us to our Haftorah for Parsha Zachar, Sefer Shmuel, Perek Aleph. Shmuel Aleph and Perek Tezvav, the dialogue that takes place between Shmuel and Shaul. Shmuel is the prophet, the Navi, who's told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tells Shaul HaMelech to destroy, to annihilate, to murder all of Amalek, Nair V'Zakein, Taf V'Nashim, everything, including the behemoths, have to be destroyed and have to be killed. And does Shaul step up? Does he take achrayas? If you read the dialogue back and forth, it's clear that he doesn't. He's not ready. He's not prepared. And the Malbim explains that the reason you can't understand Shaul's response ever to Shmuel, when Shmuel faces him and asks him explicitly, Shaul, why didn't you kill the sheep? I hear them, metzon, that are screaming out. What happened? Listen to the words of the Malbim. Shalonis kabla tshuvaso, the tshuva of Shaul was never accepted, and thus the malchus, the kingdom, was stripped away from him. Ki mitznai ha-tshuva hi ha-charata ve-avidui, part of tshuva is admitting, acknowledging, recognizing what you've done wrong. Charata, v'hu lo hischaret, and he was unwilling to acknowledge, to recognize the sin that he committed. Ki lo hikir cheto klal, v'lo hisvade. He made up excuses, not willing to take responsibility. The inability to take achrayas was his downfall, and thus the kingdom was taken away from him, because you can't be a king if you're not responsible. And that's exactly what Shmuel tells Shaul immediately. You think you're small? You think you're an anav? Says Shmuel to Shaul. Rosh, shifte Yisrael ata. You're the head, you're the chief, you're the king of Israel. Anointed you as king of Israel. How come you didn't respond? How come you didn't take responsibility? How come you didn't do what you were supposed to do? And listen to Shaul's answer. It's true, I have sinned. It's true, I admit I made a mistake. I transgressed the word of God in you, Shmuel the prophet. Ki arasi es ha'am ve'eshma b'kol, I was frightened by the people, scared of them, and I listened to them. And says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichos Musar, in his mimer called Achrayas, Tav, Shin, Lamed, Aleph, the Parshas Vayikra, he says this is exactly the cornerstone, the problem of the entire Haftorah for Parshas Zachar. Shaul not taking responsibility, not stepping up to the plate, his inability to do what he was supposed to do. And the same mistake that Shaul made, that's the same mistake of Yaakov, of Moshe, and of Yonah. The same mistake of Adam and Chava and Cain and Noach. A string of irresponsibility, inability to step up and to acknowledge throughout Tanakh, to say what you were supposed to say, to do what you were supposed to do. It's not a new problem, it's an old problem. But there's another track, there's another line. It's the line of Yehuda. It's the line of Yosef, Beis Yosef and Beis Yehuda, and ultimately Malchus emerges from Yehuda. Why does it emerge from Yehuda? Because Yehuda was ready to admit and to acknowledge mistakes that he made. He was ready to take achrayas, responsibility. When Tamar said, whose psilos and chosmim are these? Who did I have a relationship with inappropriately? Who did I sin with? Yehuda doesn't say, look at that person like Cain did, like Adam did, and like Noach did, and like Shmuel did, and like the others did, as the Rashbam points out. But what does Yehuda say? Tzad kami meni, she's correct. I admit, I acknowledge I made a mistake. And Yehuda does it a second time, earlier, when the brothers are ready and prepared to throw Yosef into the pit to murder him. Yehuda stands up and says, Ma betza ki narog es achidu, how can we do this? V'chisinu es damo, we can't do this if we're unprepared to take responsibility. If we're unprepared to tell our father that we did what we did, then we're doing something wrong. Okay, it's true, we paskin lahalacha, that Yosef is a rodef and he's chayev misa. But if we can't admit it to our father, if we can't reveal the truth of why we did what we did, we're doing something wrong. And thus what emerges from Yehuda is malchus, just the opposite of Shaul. control shows Malchus was stripped away because he couldn't take responsibility. Yehuda becomes Melech Yisrael. David Melech Yisrael comes from Malchus Yehuda for that reason that Yehuda was willing to admit, to acknowledge mistakes that he made. And thus we are called Yehudim. Because the essence of every Jew is to be just that, to be a Modeh Be'emes, to acknowledge the truth, the mistakes, and to take responsibility. That's what Tshuva is all about. Charata, I admit, I did something I wasn't supposed to do. And Yosef HaTzadik was the same way. He stood up against Eshes Potiphar. I'm not going to do what I'm not supposed to do. I won't do something that's inappropriate, that's wrong. I will take care of my country. I'll take care of Mitzrayim. I'll take care of my father. I'll take care of my brothers. Yosef and Yehuda stood for Emes, Mipnei Shehu Emes, acknowledging, admitting, recognizing that's Achrayus. And it's not just the Yesod of the Haftorah of Parsha Zachar, but it might just be the entire story of Purim. If you take a look in Perek Dalet of Megillas Esther, the whole turnabout occurs based upon very few psukim. And the Vilna Gaon explains them in the Megillah as follows. Perek Dalet of the Megillah, Pasuk Yod Aleph, Esther reports to Mordechai, Vaniloni Kresi Lavola Melech Zeshloshim Yom, I haven't been called to the king in 30 days. It's inappropriate, it's wrong for me to go to speak to the king if I'm not called. What will Esther do? One of the last stories in all of Tanakh. Will she follow the Adam, the Chava, the Kayan, the Noach, the Yaakov, the Moshe, the Yonah model? Will she be a Yehuda? Will she be like Yosef? Will she be like her antecedent Shaul who made this mistake of not taking responsibility? And Mordechai says to her, V'yagidu l'Mordechai stivrei Esther. Mordechai hears, he's told what Esther says. I'm not prepared, I'm not ready. It's almost like the dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch and Moshe, what we're seeing take place between Mordechai and Esther. Esther's not prepared, she doesn't want to take the challenge, she doesn't want to take the job. Vayomer Mordechai l'Hashiv el Esther, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yigimel, the turning point of the entire Megillah. Al tidami bin nafsheich lihimalit beis hamelch mikol hayudim. Don't think that you're going to save your soul by being inactive, by not taking responsibility, by not standing up for all of Klal Yisrael. Don't think that you'll be protected, you'll be saved. You too will be in trouble. Are you going to stand up? Are you going to go to the Melech even though he didn't call you? Says Mordechai, ki im hacharesh tacharishi beisazos. If you're quiet, if you're silent, if you're not prepared to do the job, if you're going to run away like Yaakov, like Moshe, like Yonah, you know what's going to happen? Revach v'hatzala yamo lehudi b'makom acher. A savior, somebody will come along and save and will step up to help Klal Yisrael, to perform miracles and to be stand and strong for Klal Yisrael. And you know what? Even worse, says the Megillah, Mordechai to Esther, Va'at ubeis avicha tovedu, and you and your family will be destroyed as well. Umi yaldeyam la'es kazos higat l'malchus. Who knows? Maybe it's for this moment alone that you were put in this place to become the queen. Here is the dialogue between Mordechai and Esther. Esther's not prepared. Mordechai tells her, you know what? You could do it. Im, you think you can't pull this off just like Shaul. Im katanata b'necha rosh shifte Yisraelata. You can do it. You can pull it off. Shaul, your antecedent, didn't do it. Will you be like Shaul or will you be different? Will you be a Yehuda? Are you worthy of the Malchus or will it be stripped away from you? Are you roy to wear the keser of the bride? Are you put in that position? Are you prepared to be the queen? And listen to Esther's response. Vatomer Esther lahashiv el Mordechai. Esther tells the people to tell Mordechai. Lech knos es kol ha-yehudim ha-nimtzayim b'shushan. Go collect all of Klal Yisrael. Gather them together. Vitzomu alai. And fast. Valtochel valtishtu shloshes yam. She decrees a 3-day fast, and not just a 3-day fast, but a 3-day fast on Pesach. Abolishing the Seder and the Mitzvos Diraisa. Esther hears very clearly what Mordechai is saying. She's prepared to take Achrayas. She doesn't want to take the track of Adam Chava Kayin, but she rather wants to take the track of Yosef and Yehuda, prepared to stand up. And the salvation takes place right about here. Here's the turnabout. Here's the turnaround. Here's the Nafochu. Achrayus, Achrayus, Achrayus. And in that piece, Achrayus, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and Sichos Musar says that it's for that reason, B'davka, that Esther received the Malchus. It's Esther becomes the one who's privy to announce and to abolish Pesach, and she's the one who decrees a fast, and not Mordechai. Why not Mordechai? Why is it Esther? Listen to the words of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. She'ester rogash achrayas shel klal yisrael poem bikir ba Esther felt this burning responsibility on her heart for the Jewish people. Val yodonis also vinis gadli yosim mikol achacham shebedora, and she grew in power and prominence and in spirituality greater than all the gedolim of her generation. Ukmo she'amru v'tilbash Esther malchus, Esther wore the kingdom. It was her, as opposed to Shaul, who was ripped away from. Shelov sharuach hakodesh, ruach hakodesh rested on her. Ulekach tziv sahi al adar, it's for that reason that she was privy to be the one to make the decree of the 3-day fast on Pesach and not Mordechai, because she was willing. She took responsibility, she acknowledged, she recognized, she took the achrayas ba'ad klal Yisrael, and thus the whole miracle of Purim exists because of Esther and the ability that she had to take responsibility for her actions. Purim is about achrayas. The haftarah for Parshas Zachor is Shaul's inability to take achrayas. And the way the Maharal explains va'atu beis avicha tovedu on that pasuk is different than the way the Gra explains it. Atu beis avicha tovedu, you're a descendant of Shaul. And here's your opportunity. You could turn around and change everything Shaul did. You could save your household. But if not, atu beis avicha tovedu, you and Shaul, your antecedent where you came from, that house, that lineage is going to be entirely annihilated and demolished. It's up to you, Esther. Thus, Tanakh begins with Adam and Chav and kind inability to take responsibility, and it concludes with Esther at the end of the Ksuvim, a woman who's willing to take responsibility, and now more than ever on Purim. That's what Esther teaches Klal Yisrael. Throughout our lives, and we see it now, there are two types of people. There's a person who's asked to do something and immediately responds affirmatively. There are other people who waver and they hem and they haw. It's the people who take achrayas, who take responsibility, who are willing to step up to the plate. They become great, and they become great not because it's natural and automatic, but because they're willing to roll up their sleeves. They're willing to get their hands dirty. They're willing to get in trouble. And they're willing to do something, they stand up for it. There are other types of people who do it even before they're asked. That's called achrayas. The makkah, the plague of our generation, is people don't take responsibility. We feel magiali, I deserve it. Everything that I have, it comes to me, it's my right. It's okay, this is what I'm deserving of. This is what belongs to me. I can have this, I want this. But what about standing up? That's Esther. That's what we are supposed to do. That's where we belong. And the call of Klal Yisrael today is individuals looking to step up and to stand up and to speak out, to be ma'aminim ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the success of our door of Klal Yisrael. We need more people taking achrayas, being strong, being passionate, spreading the word of Torah, spreading the word of Hashem. Organizations, chesed, it doesn't come from nowhere. People do things. They start organizations, not because they're asked necessarily, but because they see something missing and they're willing to do it and stand up and they get it done. If you're young, if you're middle-aged, if you're older, it doesn't make a difference. You can start something, you could do something. It doesn't have to be big. You don't have to save Klal Yisrael like Esther did. You don't. But there are other people who are able to do it and to make it happen. When Bibi Zocha, to take the lessons of the Megillah, the lessons of Haftarah of Parsha Zachor, to see the distinction of the difference between Shaul versus Esther, to see the difference between Yehud and Yosef as opposed to Kayin, and as opposed to Adam et Chava, to stand up, to stand strong, to stand for something, to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Be'ezus Hashem Yisbaruch, we should all be Zocha to be from those who take Achrayas responsibility. B'siyanta Deshmaya, wishing you a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, and a Freilich and Purim.